I'm Are You Serious? And this is my show.
Natural
disasters, and eventually the end of the world. Are you serious? Welcome to the Are You Serious Weekend Edition. I do want to actually say a little something about this Weekend Edition because we've gotten some feedback where people say, geez, some of these shows are too short. It's the weekend edition. See, we were doing one show a week, and it was long.
Wherein we are even lazier than normal.
And sometimes, most of the time, we do two shows, and the second show is the weekend edition, in which we sort of go until we run out of steam. So don't think of it as a short show, but it's a bonus show.
For those people who complain, I can end the show with a 10-minute soliloquy.
And we do know that many of our readers particularly love to hear from Steve Robles. That enormous amount of positive feedback.
The cult of Robles.
About Steve's contributions, his intellectual acumen, and et cetera.
Not to mention his mellifluous tones.
And his lovely use of language. But I think today's show is in the department, and Jeff Deal is going to lead off.
That's my specialty, right? That's my department. I read this thing on the internet by a guy named Simon Jenkins, who is English.
Ooh, those are fighting words.
And he was reviewing a book called The Shock of the Old, which I didn't read the book myself, of course, but what I liked in what he had written was that he was criticizing the idea that all of this technology actually happens and produces so much change for the good, or even change at all, that people, organizations, even entire nations should be planning their futures based on the need for adapting to this world, which is in constant innovation.
Wait a minute.
So he's basically saying, yeah, right, to these claims that technology has fundamentally altered our world.
I think he is maybe about a quarter right, and maybe about three quarters full of crap from my point of view. He does. I mean, he goes into this opening paragraph. It's kind of like, oh yeah, well, I still put on my pants one leg at a time. I mean,
except after so, I put them on, I make gold records.
I'm reading the piece on the internet from a English newspaper that I would never look at otherwise, and I'm talking about it on a podcast to a bunch of people who wouldn't otherwise hear about it. And
But he would say, not that I have really read this well enough to entirely defend it, but he would say, oh, what's a podcast? A podcast is just a slight shift away from a radio show. It's not like something revolutionary. And okay, you're reading a British...
A few tens of thousands of people can do radio shows, and millions and millions of people can... I mean, it's just, definitely some of the stuff...
Hey, if it weren't for podcasts, would Steve Robles be on the air right now?
There's always the year right of sort of technological inevitability, the singularity will definitely come, or
2012 with Quetzalcoatl.
Or for instance, we just lost Robert Anton Wilson, and God bless Robert Anton Wilson, or whatever else you believe. But he did, in my mind, I expected Robert Anton Wilson and Timothy Leary to live forever on space colonies, because that's what they said was going to happen in the 1970s. And, that might happen eventually.
I think they're living on a space colony with Jimi Hendrix.
The universe contains a maybe, and there are an awful lot of maybes still when we talk about...
Well, I'll just quote this guy a little bit. He says, where now are such life-changing revolutions as supersonic travel, manned moon flight, coal hydrogenation, system-built housing, brain lobotomy, brain lobotomy? That one.
You know what?
And the electric knife.
This makes lobotomy.
This guy is the intellectual equivalent of the girl who wants you to perform 10 seconds after you just, you know, just knocked one out of the fucking ballpark like Reggie Jackson in the 1979 fucking World
Series. Are you speaking
from
personal experience?
Yeah, you know, I'm not really, but I had a friend who, anyway.
Oh, a friend who had a friend.
I mean, we're having a fucking lull. We had a fucking like 40, 50 years. First of all,
it's not a lull. They're just different innovations than what he expected. I mean, this has been covered in Yesterday's Tomorrows. When I was doing Mondo 2000, people used to always throw Yesterday's Tomorrows at me and say, oh, you know, the World's Fair, and they predicted, you know, we'd all be flying and you know,
jetpack rocket pants.
Yeah, and these floating cars or whatever. We'd be living like the
British,
like the Jetsons, and you know, it's just different sets of innovations happen. And I'm sure different sets of innovations will happen than the ones that we expect now. But to say that nothing's changed is, you know, I mean, certainly like the number of people who are now working in information industries are probably like the number of people who are working on farms at the beginning of this century. And you know, you had like Clinton running around in the late 90s saying, well, you're gonna have to change jobs 7 times in the future, you know, whereas, you know, in the industrial age, people in the working class had the expectation that they could get one job and
retire with the gold
and
watch.
You know, relax. I mean, we're being affected by technology in just all kinds of ways. It's just not in the ways that No, it does seem a little bit like upper middle class to me in his perspective.
And probably pretty old. But, you know, I mean...
we have anything against old.
I myself, I have to admit that, like, I vacillate from one extreme to the other on this perspective.
Too.
You know, it's like, on the one hand, I say, yeah, right, and because I read all these claims, you know, nanotechnology may one day do this, you know. Biotech may one day do this. It's a bunch of crap. It's PR hype meant to justify the next round of investment. But on the other hand, I mean, I have to really fight against becoming like a cultist for Ray Kurzweil, because a lot of the shit that he talks about, I sure as hell can't refute it. And most of the people who have credibility on his level of science can't refute him either.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've always been against inevitability, and I guess, I mean, that's sort of where I parted with the Leary kind of projections and so forth. I don't think any of it is inevitable.
But I mean, look at the expectations that you're talking about. That there's been this like set of expectations set up. It's when you say, oh, I think this is a bunch of hype that all this stuff's going to happen. Really, in a way, you're saying it hasn't happened yet, and like I'm sitting there waiting for it, and you want it to come before the next season of The Sopranos hits. I mean,
the funny thing is that this idea of Moore's Law, I mean, all the companies who work on expanding the speed and power of processors work hard to make sure that Moore's Law comes true. It's kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
That's true.
But we may run up against a limit of that. I can imagine, you know, technophiles jumping out of, you know, 12-story buildings the way stockbrokers did when, you know, 4 years go by and, you know, they haven't doubled the processing speed, you know. So, you know,
make no mistake. All of science and technology is aimed at this pretty grand notion of the future. All the investment, all the effort is being funneled towards that.
Right.
And the problem is that since they have to give these forecasts in order to justify more investment in what they're doing, they just inundate everybody with endless rounds of hype.
That they grow to believe. I mean, there's amount of enthusiasm among the technological elite and the.
But they can't possibly deliver on the implied rate that they are themselves feeding us. You know, like they give us. There's just one thing after another. That's right on the cusp of.
They can't.
You know, curing cancer is this far away, and they've been saying that for 15
years.
Except
it's not lucrative.
Not in a
but
way.
But it's much more lucrative. Just treat it.
My rule is everything takes twice as long as you expect it to after you've already taken that into account, which either means it takes four times as long or it's an infinite regress and it never happens. Usually, it takes four times as long. Sometimes it just never happens.
I have friends who work for tech
companies.
So
I'm like. Yeah, 2060 is right. After I'm long gone, all this cool stuff is
going
to happen.
Are you? You're never going anywhere.
I'm never going. No, that's
we'll
true.
Always have. Are you
that's
serious?
True. I'm already uploaded.
And just like he thought he would always have Robert Anton Wilson.
Well, see, here's the deal. We're going to spend the Are You Will Always Be With Us, and then we're going to have to put the onus on Are You to find a way to remain.
Make that happen.
Put the
exactly.
onus on Are You.
Well, I hope you have one of those. Otherwise, you're going to be really it's backed gonna be, up with information, real, honey.
I'm backing myself up. See, that's the point.
I think, or just animatronic, you know? Can we just
at the very least.
Animatronic.
Robot Anton Wilson, I think, yeah.
Robot, are you serious?
Robot, are you serious?
Love's the only weapon. Shit!
Are you serious?